USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Governor of Texas Greg Abbott is executing a plan to use 900 buses to ship illegal immigrants allowed to infiltrate the United States to Washington, D.C.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson on Fox News says she likes the idea.
You'd think that more than a year of border drama would have done it for them, but I applaud Governor Abbott for taking this action and bringing it to President Biden's doorstep.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the FBI took thousands of network devices away from Russian hackers by hijacking the very same devices Moscow's spies had been using to hack. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
A solid investigation has concluded.
The investigation into contaminated bagged salad by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is over. The CDC's reopened investigation into bagged salad found packaged salads and lettuce sold by Dole made people sick. 18 people were sickened in 13 states. 3 died. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, declared on the Senate floor last night that the atrocities in Bucha amount to genocide of the Ukrainian people, condemning President Putin as pure evil. Prosecutors in Minnesota are reporting the Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot a 22-year-old man during an early morning raid on an apartment building in February won't face criminal charges. Karen Wells, Amir Locke's mother, slammed the decision, saying she was disgusted with the city of Minneapolis. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Republican lawmakers at a press conference Wednesday say American energy is under attack. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, detailed how President Biden's policies are hurting American consumers. Scalise alleges Biden has been at war with the American energy industry since day one in the White House. A former Ukrainian president is saying Poland will be the next target should Russia win in Ukraine. The third president, Viktor Yushchenko, on Newsmax via translator, has survived being poisoned by Russia's President Putin. He also served for 5 years as president, ending back in 2010.
As such a young country, 30-year-old country, with a 42 million population in Ukraine and 25 million people across the world, Ukrainians are united as much as possible to fight this evil and represent a great nation. So 30 years ago, I can imagine most of the Americans won't even be able to find Ukraine on the map. And today, we can imagine, the empathy from a lot of Americans for the situation, and Ukraine is becoming a known country around the world. Putin gets very upset. He gets very aggressive when he thinks of territories like Litva, Latvia. Of course, he gets very aggressive when he sees Poland.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.